Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of the NCBA's Washington office right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
When we were in Washington recently, had the opportunity to visit with several staffers of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office, including Christina Butts. Christina is the Executive Director of Legislative Affairs in D.C. for the NCBA. And one of the issues that we talked about, the GPSA rule. We're waiting, of course, right now for USDA to finish their economic analysis promised by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack at the end of last year.
USDA is evaluating those 60,000 comments, or categorizing them, reviewing them. We have received word that the proposed rule will be different in the next version of the rule that will be out there. Now, what those differences will be, it's still yet to be determined, and probably too early to be determined. But unless USDA goes back to those five original principles that were agreed to in the 2008 Farm Bill, NCBA will still have issues with any rule coming out of USDA. There's also an economic analysis, so we were very appreciative that the agency finally decided to do an economic impact of the proposed rule. So we're currently waiting to see where that progress is and what those final results will say, and then where we go from there. But we continue to hear from our producers. They continue to want to know the recent updates and what's going on with GPSA and with the administration.
You know, we're hearing, you know, even maybe the beginning of summer, that the analysis could be done and something could happen pretty quick.
We've heard the exact same thing. We have not had a final date given to the industry or the stakeholders that are going to be involved at this point, but we do know that Vilsack did make a commitment in the House Agriculture Committee to do this the right way and to do the right thing and to take their time to get it right. So we're going to be monitoring the process all the way through.
Going back to that base position that NCBA has kind of staked out, you're really looking at those earlier principles that would not make the draconian changes the GPSA rule currently has.
You're absolutely right. The proposal that USDA came out with went above and beyond congressional intent. There are items that are included in the proposed rule that were either voted down by an up or down vote in the Senate or decided in a member-to-member conversation not to be included. So the fact that the administration went above and beyond congressional intent really has made this a bipartisan effort on Congress, with members of both sides of the aisle weighing in with USDA to say get it right and get it right based on what was in the 2008 Farm Bill.
Christina Butts with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. After a conversation with Christina, we did hear from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack that they were working on that economic analysis, and he didn't believe that they would have anything available to roll out from USDA until sometime into the fall. Talking about the so-called GPSA rule that has a lot of impact potentially on livestock producers in this country. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
For 40 years, Blue and Gold Sausage Company has been delivering our delicious breakfast sausage, thick sliced bacon, and chicken tenders to good folks like you. We help our cooperating groups raise $3.5 million annually for their worthwhile projects. When you buy Blue and Gold, you're not only getting products that come from right here at home, but you're also helping your community. To find out who's selling Blue and Gold in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com today. 40 years of giving, never tasted so good.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.